word. By your word. Buddha to the intelligent. Mano Gnaya. Attractive. Pushkara. Lotus.
Ikshana.
You whose eyes. Didi Kari. Maid servant.
Not maid servant here. Vidhi means Vidhi Kari means Agyakari. Vidhi means what you will tell, you will do all. Vidhi means Agya order.
Obedient.
Vidhi Kari. Obedient Dasi Diya.
Obedient.
Maid servant.
Ima. Imaha.
This. Like this.
Vira. Oh hero. Muyati. Becoming bewildered.
Bewildered. What is the meaning?
Moha.
Confused.
Moha.
Adara.
What is called moha?
No, moha is illusion. Illusion.
Means if anyone becomes moha, have, then what is the symptom? Moha?
Is cannot understand what is right and what is wrong.
Moha. He will not understand anything, what is good or bad. Or moments he cannot do anything. Mohagrastha. Like Arjun became Mohagrastha in battle. When he went in the middle of the Mohagrastha. What to do, what not to do, Mohagrastha. Muhyati. Even at the 10th point, 10th point, you know, dasam dasa, as death, up to death, murcha, moha means murcha also, murcha, senseless, moha, then,
adara, of your lips. Sinduna, with the nectar. Please restore to life.
Please return to life.
Translation. Oh lotus eyed one, your sweet voice and charming words attract the mind of the intelligent. Our dear hero, please restore us, your maidservant, back to life with the nectar of your lips.
What do you understand by this? Oh, this is Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur explanation?
No.
Anubhav. Then Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur.
My dear gopis, my dear gopis, who are the only darlings of my life.
Krishna is telling.
Oh, jewel-like lovers, I cannot be indifferent to you, who are my only reason for living. My dear maid servant, how can you lose faith in me, who am perpetually bound up by the golden cord of your pure love? Please trust me and understand me to be like a chunk of brilliant gold caught in the palms of your hand.
Money? Understanding? Okay.
Hearing these words of his, other gopis speak. The voice which is sweet on account of manifesting syllables expressive of sweetness, which is wonderful to hear, and in which are words which wonderfully denote tender objects of reference. By hearing that voice which understands well, those who are intelligent, who are expert in conjugal affairs, namely these maidservants of yours, are becoming bewildered.
It's a long sentence without the subject, the beginning.
They are becoming bewildered by their excessive relishing of your sweetness. Please, once again, restore them to life with the nectar of your lips. Or, alternatively, let us, who are becoming bewildered, drink the nectar of your lips. In other words, please make us even more bewildered.
Then Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur viewpoint is this. We should know if it will Vaishnav Toshin.
That is all that is given here. We do not have Jiva Goswami's comments.
That I am touching something which is extra.
You want to speak something further on what Vishwanath Chakrabarti said?
Everything has been told, but
the gopis asking Krishna to increase their love by bewildering them more, not wake them up.
Madhureya Gira. Or Adhar Sidhuna, there are two words. What do you think about them? Satsarup Maharaj?
What do I think about? What's two words? Madhureya Gira?
Madhureya Gira. By which they have been bewildered, and now they want Adhara Sidhu. Both are same or anything other? Is there any difference between two?
Between the voice and the word? Difference between the voice and the word?
No. I'm telling if there is any difference between Madhureya Gira and Adhara Sidhuna.
One is his words have bewildered them, sweet words, and they're asking for their
Adhar Sidhuna.
Kissing.
Adhar Sidhuna, they're also, the words are also like Amrita. What they want?
I don't think they want only words. They want something more.
What?
They want that Krishna should embrace them, perhaps
the nectar of your lips.
Yes.
They're asking.
Means kissing.
I think that that is also nectar.
The word.
Sweet words. Perhaps he is again, they are again begging that thing.
More words.
More words.
More sweet words.
So how are they expecting the words that have caused bewilderment?
Anything has been written in Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur here? Any? What is?
In that sentence, where that difficult sentence may be there. That they want both, either one will be all right.
They want more nectar.
More nectar.
Perhaps you
want more and higher nectar.
It seems that you have something that you are holding back.
Yeah, I know what it is.
They will only.
What Gopi just thinking? So Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that anyone can know if gopis can have their if gopika has done any kripa, mercy, then anyone can. So they have told like so. If Rasik Vaishnav is there, he can go in deep also, anything more.
So therefore we are...
We are seeing Vaishnava Toshini here. If there is anything here, we are searching. Telling that Anantar, Krishna Mukhe. Krishna, they have heard Madhura Yagira. What Madhura Yagira? What are these Madhura Yagira? By that they have drunk. They used to drink Sidhu, Amrita, Vachana Sudha, Madhureya Gira. Here, by hearing the words of Krishna, very sweet, melodious, with so many alankar,
literary.
Alankar and very sweet, having so many arts, so many meanings. He will give something. They became mohagrasta, bewildered. They became bewildered. And they again prayed Krishna to give that nectar again. They are telling to Krishna that our this moha, bewilderness, moha is a very rogue. Very that cannot be cured by any other means. We have so much been bewildered that we have been so much a rograsta,
incurable,
so many disease. Any doctor, anyone, by any medicine, we cannot be cured. Only you are that vaidya. And one medicine is there, that other siddhu. If you give, then we can be cured. They want that moha, wilderness is so sweet. So again they want to be mohagrasta. So they are asking that it cannot be cured without that nectar. At first they have asked Krishna, prayed Krishna, to give your lotus feet on our breast as a pralay.
Ointment.
Like ointment. Because there was so much tap in that moh by taking the nectar of his words. It became more and more tap here. So they wanted to set the lotus feet of Krishna here for as a pradip. Pradip means an ornament from outside. Now the disease came so rapidly, so more and more. by that prelate. When they sight, they again are praying that that prelate will not do, ointment will not do. He should give us any drinking medicine. So, understand?
Yeah.
Because they want to drink through their ears, this new medicine?
He has not written, we will see that what they want. They will not be satisfied by these, anything. They want that perhaps anything more. Madhuraya is beginning that slok Madhuraya Gira. We are like to die, Mohagrasta, by hearing your words. So you should give us your other nectar, lips, the nectar of your lips. Otherwise we will die. Why you will die? If Krishna asks him, them, then they are telling that when we remember your words, so sweet, so soft, and so arthabhyanjak. Arthabhyanjak means so many different meanings. And these meanings have three kinds of also meanings. Like, what is the tune in the word? The meaning depends on the tune of words. You are not a thief. No. This means that you are not a thief. You are not a thief? What is the meaning?
You are a thief.
You are not a thief? So, every meaning depends on the tune which is behind in this word. So, there can may be several tunes and several meanings. But what really the original person has written, like Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, or anything. What is his tone? How it can be known? If anyone has read his book through him, then he can know what is the mood, tune, and then what is that author. So when Krishna told anything to Uddhava to tell gopis that sandesh, the words have so many meanings. So Uddhava did not knew what is the object of Krishna by telling this sandesh, and what gopis understood by that thing, and Uddhava was somewhat, he was knowing the meaning of these words, but it may be other things. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told 64 kinds of meanings of Atma Ramasya Munyo Nirganthap Urukkama. He could invest only 6 kinds of meaning that Sarvam Bhattacharya, best pandit in whole world at that time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him so many meanings. But all meanings are not in a one mood. Several moods and several type of tunes. So here he is telling that what you have uttered before, what he has uttered, here he is telling that. Swagatam vo mahabhaga. Karmani kim. You remember this word and this sloka? When they heard the very lotus sweet tune of Bansi, they gave up all their duties and tasks, at once came how they were at that time. Suddenly they come. Krishna told them that Swagatam O Mahabhaga. Priya kim karmani. Here, what is the meaning? Bo Mahabhaga. Why Krishna told them Mahabhaga? We will have to consider from what happened and what is going to be happened. Krishna has told afterward that you should at once go to your husband. And this is the duty of a chaste woman, that he should serve in any way to their husband. Whether their husbands are good or bad or anything, by their face, by their quality, whether they are poor or they rich or anything, whether they are lame or very beautiful or anything, they should serve. It is dharma. So why he is telling now here Mahabhaga Karmani kim, and after that he told like so? So what is the mool object of Krishna hidden behind here? Why he is telling Mahabhaga? Understand? Why he is Krishna told Mahabhaga? We can tell anything to our level. What can be that level? How Mahabhaga? Yashoda has been told Mahabhaga, Yashoda Devi. Nanda Baba is also told Mahabhaga. Mahabhaga.
Nanda kim aparur gandham siya
eva mahodam, Yashoda cha Mahabhaga tapu yasakta nandhi. So Yashoda is told Mahabhaga here. So what is he has done that he is called Mahabhaga? And why Krishna is telling them Mahabhaga? Because Krishna, being a Brahma, Param Brahma, Supreme Godhead, Yashoda has given him his breast, and he has done nourishment to Krishna. Krishna could not do any nourishment for himself. He did so much. And being Brahma, he was drinking and drinking and drinking that milk his. And he knows that Krishna knows nothing. He is quite agya, ignorant in all respects. If I can, I will not support and nourish, then he may die. He thinks like, and that is why he has been told Mahabhaga. Here also, gopis are satisfying Krishna in so many ways, and will satisfy further. Gopis are the best chudamani of bhakta, or they are chudamani amongst all Brajavasi. And how they can serve in so way that anyone cannot serve Krishna in that way. So Krishna is realizing this and telling that Vo Mahabhaga. And after that he took pariksha, test means pariksha, examination. whether they can pass or not pass. But they were the level of so high level that examining Krishna, Krishna is not reaching to that level what the student has written.
He cannot test him. No.
He became astonished, ashcharya chakit ho gaya.
Surprise.
He was going to take examination, but he was bewildered. He could not. So he is telling that they have come leaving everything. Anyone cannot do. So he is telling Mahabhaga. So here he is telling. Oh Mahabhaga, Swagatam, Su Agatam. Have you come? Who means that? You are not welcome. Everything is right in your home. Everyone is no had any accident. Had Bakasur has come, or Aghasur you have seen, or any demon has come, and you are coming just now waiting here, and so in such a condition that everything is upset. Swagatam, he is questioning these gopis. Suagatam or not Suagatam? Swagatam, O Mahabhaga. Anything have been happened in your house that you are coming? Is your father, mother or husband, anything has been attacked by them? Or anything, a storm has come? Or any vanya has come?
Flood or anything?
Fire has come? So he is dead. Here is one thing. Krishna has desired to do vilas with gopis. Gopis has also desired to have vilas with Krishna. Krishna wants their happiness and they want their happiness because they are first class of samanjasa and Samartha. They are Samartha. But here also, like worldly terms, worldly frame, Krishna is wanting that they should tell first that we want this. And they are wanting that Krishna has called us, he should tell first what he wants. They both want to enjoy that thing that Krishna should tell first, and gopis wants that Krishna wants that it should come out from the heart and mouth of gopis. So both are watching and awaiting. So su agatam for this.
Both sides are wanting that they should explain their idea first.
Hear this. And that is so lovely for each other to express. But prem is so deep that at first we have read that if it is told that I love you, I cannot live without you, if it is expressed, then everything goes out. It lives in the heart of Nayak and Nayika both as a pradeep. Lamp. If that lamp is within home, in heart home, in Nayak or Nayika, it gives so good light without trembling. I am straight. But if it is kept on the door, then air comes and it is likely to be
extinguished.
Is this true of a devotee's feeling? For in a devotee, even on sadhaka stage, if he expresses his feeling,
it has burned in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. It is like Karpur.
Camphor. Yeah.
If you tell that, I am chanting so much, I love Krishna, I have bhakti, then at once it will go away.
What about if a sadhaka speaks with another sadhaka, explaining the realization he has to the other sadhaka?
Hmm.
Is it all right, or does it mean that the realization will become less?
The relation is this, realization is this. That he will tell that, oh, I have no prema gandha. Oh, kya hai prema gandho sinapi me haro. Certainly he will tell. This is experience. When I see whether there is bhakti in me or not, then I see actually that no smell of gandha of bhakti is. Even sadhan bhakti also. When I chant any Harinam, not I see that not a single name becomes a real name, pure name. Because it has been given in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if anyone had no tears in his eyes, no hair melted, and if he is taking name, then it means that he is taking name with offense. That so much effort. Krishnam kare aparadhir vichar. Aparadhir, Krishnam bolile aparadhir na hai vikar. Koti janme jadi kare samana kirtan, tapota na paaye Krishna pade prema. When we remember this verse, and when we do vichar, vichar means when
consideration
whether shuddha nam, pure nam I am doing or not. Pure nam means nam and nami both are one. No? I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, Guru told me that you are agya, you are not qualified, you should not read Vedanta. But only chant this mantra and gave Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Ayuva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva Nasteva Gati Ranyatha. Then he gave me a mantra, Gopal mantra. And you should take it that it is equivalent to Krishna. Krishna is this mantra. You have no sandeha.
No doubt.
No doubt at all. Then, as my Gurudev told, I began to do. In no time, I saw that a very little, very beautiful Gopal Balak came in my sight. And I ran after him to cat hole. But he went on hiding himself. Then I ran and then I was to court, but he vanished at once. I fell down. So I weep bitterly, and if he gives darshan, then I began to laugh. So many stages come. This is the real name. But I am saying that about 50 years I passed by doing name, chanting name. I am telling that I am doing Guru Seva, but I see that no Guru Seva. Everything I am doing for myself, praise, for praise or anything. I am telling that I am doing Guru Seva, but if I have done Guru Seva, then I have surely a pure name. And if pure name was there, that I am not a pure devotee. But I like that also tell me pure and
offer respectful obeisances.
Vaishnava, I want. I don't want that any should tell me that my bad quality. If I have all quality, bad quality. But if anyone describes, then I become so furious. So by seeing all these things, I think that I am not able. And that is why Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Thakur, being pure devotees, what to pure devotees, they were siddha. But yes, they are telling. Kaam ko dhirdaas hoya tarla ki ghari. He has written a very good song. Kya che? Keno wa chaye pran ki sukhla diya. Narottam das keno. Gora pahun na bhajiya main. Very pathetic thing. But reading yet this kirtan song, no line comes here. No repentance, nothing.
What to do?
What to do? But I see you are serving your Guru.
No.
Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Tears of glory come out like signs of rain.
I see that the women in Mathura and Vrindavan, when they hear Harikatha, they begin to be so bitter. Then I think that, oh, how beautiful and how advanced they are. Certainly they are advanced. And they come to us that I am ready to give my anything to you. You should give me Krishna Bhakti. And they have so much belief on us. We can cheat them and we cheat them. Oh, I am giving you Harinam and Diksha. But have you these things to give them? Then I see that I am zero cipher to give them. Sitting and blocking. What to do? If Narottam Thakur has told, he has sang a kirtan. Hey, Gopinath, Amita Kamera Das. He has told. He has told mithya or right. What is it? Understand? He has told mithya?
Is it fair or
false?
Is it fair or false?
I think that they have told true. When bhakti comes and comes slowly, then all these things come. He really feels and sees his heart. That no bhakti. They do comparison with Mahabhav, Srimati Radhika and Gopi's prem. And their prem is where? No prem, nothing. They are in sadhana bhakti. They are really gentle. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written an explanation of any book, of commentary book of Nyaya. No? And also that Raghunath Bhatt, he has also, Raghunandan, he has written. He was in an idea that I have done it most beautiful. In whole world, this explanation is best. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also written, and they were going in a boat. He told that I have written. He told that I have written. In curiosity, he told that you should show me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him. He has nothing here to escape. Shipane ki koi baat nahi thi. To conceal anything. His heart was pure. But he has something. So, when he saw and he began to be. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once knew this and fell in the Ganges. So, for Mahaprabhu it is nothing. But when we do comparison with us bad thing, then we will know that by comparison he knew that this is best and myself is so lowered. So we are doing chanting and doing everything Krishna bhajan, but when you comparison with Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, in comparison we will see we are not even a particle of bhakti. Compare your bhakti with your Gurudev in any way. Can you imagine? In any way? But if you are not comparisoning, then I am doing so and so and when comparison comes, then we see that where I am. When we do comparison with other who has gone up, then we will be so. And if no comparison, I am doing so, do so. I am so bhakta, I am doing prachar. More than Gurudev I am doing. I have heard that any disciple is telling that whatever Gurudev has done, we have done more than me. He has gone in 50 countries, I have gone 62 countries. So when we do comparison with the devotees who are in good and best level, then we can realize. Then we will be in a position to tell the fact that if this can do, only Madhyamadhikari. Madhyamadhikari can do.
Do what?
This, he can think like that I am nevertheless with in comparison. Third class, the Kanishtha Adhikari cannot do, imagine. And Uttam Adhikari, he will see that all in this world, everyone greater than me. They are all my gurus. Uttam Adhikari. If he makes any disciple initiation he gives, then he comes in middle Madhyamadhikari. So we were discussing about
that if it comes out of the mouth, the love.
If it comes out of mouth, I love you, I cannot live without you, then it goes distinct. And it's the third class thing. But yet, Nayak wants to hear it very lovely and like Madhu and Amrita, nectar. She should tell first. And Nayaka wants to drink this nectar, that he should tell. Both are very deep. But here gopis are telling for something. They saw that Krishna is about this Swagatangam O Mahabhaga. Priya King Karvani. What Priya should I can do to you? Priya means what your pleasing thing I can do to you. Karmani king, he had told that I should do, but at the same moment she became opposite. You should go. And in the verses he told in slokes, ghora sattva niveshita rajanya esa ghora rupa ghora sattva niveshita in first to second verse. Here they are very learned person gopi. They saw that this what Krishna has told has two meanings, that you must not go and you must go. It depends on the mood of Bhakta, who is telling upon this mood. So what Krishna is telling, they could not decide.